Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1193. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. In the writing, it's shir number 345. Okay, we basically want to start the halachas of Holchei Drachim. We went through a intense review of the regular Shinoi Makom Shailas in general, and that's one part of Shinoi Makom, and the other part of Shinoi Makom is Holchei Drachim as a traveler. One is going as a traveler. How does that work? What is that all about? So, just to start off, the normal mode of eating, while one is traveling is to start in one location and finish in another. That's what the Holchei Drachim, quote unquote, is all about. That I will be eating as I travel. It's not a question of that I'm changing locations, because we're going to see that it's all considered one big location as they travel. So now this concept differs from the concept when one is eating in a single place, right? As we understand, the normal manner is to start and finish in the same place. Therefore, in other words, when one is eating in a regular place, the regular halachas of Shinoi Makom in a koveya, a location that is, koveya for the person where I sit down and I eat my meal, right? Assuming that I'm not washing, whatever the case is, shahakul adam or eats, right? But I sit down, I eat my apple, I sit down, I drink my coffee. So the normal manner is to start and finish in the same place. Therefore, if they leave, they run into problems of shinoi makom, right? So now a person gets up, they want to leave in the middle of their coffee, go to their friend's house down the block. So that would be a real shinoi makom, because you established the place where you're at. Now you change your place. Is that what is, that's what Shinoi Makom is all about, as far as when you're eating or drinking in one place. Now, it differs when one eats or drinks as they walk or travel, right? The continuous change of location does not, let's say I'm driving in my car and I'm drinking my coffee as I'm driving in my car. So there's a continuous change of location. What is that? I mean, that's a constant Shinoi Makom. How does that work over there, right? I'm passing by every block. If I'm driving on the highway, I'm going, mile after mile. I mean, like, where do I draw the line over here? So when one eats or drinks, again, assuming we're talking about right now, Shehakol Eitz or Adama, right? It goes for other things also, like a Maitzi Mizonis, but our questions is always in general, the bigger questions are the real Shinoi Makom, as far as why one needs a new brach is the Shehakol and Eitz Adama. So now the constant change of location does not mark or end the end of the session, the end of the eating or the end of the drinking session. Okay, the reason is because when one is traveling, there's no intention to establish themselves in any one location. When I sit down to eat, I'm in my house, I sit down to eat. For all intents and purposes, my kavana is to drink at this table, right? Or my kavana is to eat this apple at this table. I go to my friend's house. Now, my kavana is to eat the apple at my friend's house, right? My kavana is to finish drinking the coffee at my friend's house. So my kavana is to establish myself over there. My kavana is to establish myself over here. But when one is traveling, there's no intention to establish themselves in one location. And obviously, we understand it's the location is changing constantly. So therefore, the bracha they initially make, right? So therefore, the bracha that's initially made, let's say a shahakal on the coffee, for example, it's in effect, stays in effect, and as long as they continuously eat or drink en route to their destination. As long as they're driving, they're going, walking, whatever the case might be in the halachas of travel, right? This, the original bracha stays in effect because of the fact that it's considered one location. The entire travel, it might take an hour, it might take two, right? Driving in the car. But this entire travel is all considered one long location. That's what we want to get the concept and the basic idea as to what it's about, Holchei Drachim, and eating and drinking as a traveler, and the halachas, and then we'll have a better, we'll make it easier to remember the halachas. So now this is even true, even if one enters and exits buildings, they move in and out of the site of the original location, they change from one locale to another, whatever. In other words, we're going to see, even if one stops off, right, to buy some chocolates in a store right along the way, or they might stop off one place to use the bathroom or whatever the case is on a long trip, they're driving upstate, whatever the case might be, right? So they make a stop off here, they might stop off for gas, whatever. These are all part of one long location where it's all one traveling, and it's all one, as we call, Holchei Drachim, and the original bracha stays in effect. Now, we spoke about last year, which we'll see how that works. When one, you know, reaches their destination and they go into their place and they're going to be there a long time, let's say their house, you know, their home, their work or whatever the case might be. Okay. So that becomes a change of location whereby you'll need a new bracha. But we'll talk about that as we get there. But as long as they continue to travel, it's all part of the original bracha. And even if they make stop offs, like we'll be talking about for gas, for bathroom, for buying, you know, potato chips in the store, you know, in and out real quick, or whatever the case might be. We'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tuv.